We'll go ahead and continue with Washington State coach Ken Bone, and the Cougars are on the road at Washington this week. We'll take questions for Coach.
To ask Coach a question, please press star 1. Your first question comes from the line of Percy Allen, Seattle Times.
There, Coach. How you doing?
Doing good, thanks.
Hey, if I can take you back to the game against Washington, you guys won 72-67. Just in that game, can you sort of tell me, you know, everything that went so well that game that just hasn't been going well this season?
Oh boy. What did you say the final score of that game was?
I believe it was 72-67.
Okay, well, if you're accurate, I would start with that. 72 points. I don't know if we've scored 72 since then. Mm. And, you know, for us to score 72, that's pretty good because we've had a hard time scoring. And I don't have the stat sheet in front of me. I mean, I've been – you know, I'll probably look at it here in the next day or two. But as I recall, I think we did a pretty good job on the glass, too, that night.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did you think, just since the return of Lacey, did you think that maybe his return, did that do something to Q Johnson? Because with Q, he was doing so well when Lacey was out of the lineup. And, you know, just as an observer, you would thought that, all right, great. So, you know, now that Lacey's back and then you've got Q going, but it seems that with Lacey back, Q has taken a step backwards.
Yeah, you know, Q is probably, well, someone had to take a step backwards because Devontae's going to come in. I think he's averaging, I don't know, high teens maybe or around 20 a game or maybe it's even more, a little more than 20 a game since he's been back. So he's going to take away some scoring punch from somewhere. And we have some guys on the team that that just have not been scorers at all. So, therefore, I guess he's going to take away from some guys that have scored a little bit. But Q has been Q's time has dropped a little bit over the last few games and actually didn't start this last trip due to defense, not his offense. I mean, I think he was our leading scorer with 14 three games ago. And then did not start these last two games, but it has more to do with defensively understanding our philosophy and strategies and concepts.
Mm-hmm. I see. And just this last game, it just seemed that that even with the losses that they had been close, that you guys were right there. But against Oregon, that second half was that something that you hadn't seen before?
Well, Oregon got us pretty good at home, too. They handled us well here at Washington State in Pullman when we played them a month ago or so. I thought our guys did a nice job that first half, played really good defense, scored a few points, and then second half, Oregon got it going. You know, they got it going early in the second half, I think, like they did a couple nights earlier against Washington and like they've been able to do against a few teams over the years where they're capable of going on big runs because they have multiple scorers. And we had a hard time slowing them down. And then on the other end, we struggled scoring again.
Mm-hmm. At this point in the season, are you sort of leery about losing guys' focus?
No, I'm not. You know, because of the guys we have in the program and what they've done up to this point, we've not won a game. We've lost like five or six in a row, and it's been a while since we won. And yet the guys continue to come out to practice every day and work hard. And same in the game, their attitudes are right, their effort is good. So I think as far as that's concerned, I'm not worried about it. I think they'll continue to play hard and play together.
I thank you for your time. Thank you.
Yep, you're welcome.
Your next question comes from the line of Christian Capel, the News Tribune.
Hey, Ken, I know recruiting the Seattle area and the state of Washington in general was a priority for you when you started at Wazoo, and was just wondering if your philosophy in that regard has changed at all and how you think that's gone over these last 5 years.
I think it's gone okay. It's tough to recruit kids when you're not having great success, and it's tough to recruit kids out of Seattle because there's a great market mm-hmm. there, and there's not just Washington and Gonzaga, two of the other bigger schools in the state that are recruiting there, but you've got a lot of other schools coming in, whether it's UCLA or Louisville or anybody else that's coming in and competing for the top players out of the Northwest and out of Seattle. So, you know, early on we were able to get Reggie Moore. He had three solid seasons here. Devontae Lacy is in his third year, and he's had a good career so far. And I don't foresee that changing. And then, as of late, we've got kid out of Garfield, Tremaine Isabel, coming, and I think he could be a great player here. So I wish we had more of them, but we've definitely been able to land some good players out of Seattle.
Do you think that this rivalry has lost any luster over the last few years with you guys maybe not doing as well, and then Washington's also kind of had a slight drop-off each of the last three seasons?
Yeah, the rivalries are the best when two teams are both having great success. When that success is not there, whether it's from one team or both, then it's, you know, to the outside, it's not as big of a rival game. To our kids and Coach Romar's guys, it's just as important. But to the outside, it probably doesn't look as important.
And this might be kind of a hard thing to quantify, but is there any common thread that you see between both you guys and the UW maybe dropping off a bit the last few years, state-wise or anything like that, or is it just too coincidental to say?
To me, it's just too coincidental. You know, I don't think it's that. I do know a few years back there was a ton of talent coming out of Seattle, no doubt about it. And so potentially that has something to do with it. But I think more it's just coincidental that they're not quite the team they were the last few years, and either are we.
Thanks, Ken.
You're welcome.
Any further questions for Coach?
There's no questions at this time.
All right. That'll do it, Ken. Thanks for your time. Good luck this week.
Okay. Thanks.
See you.
See you.